This is Caitlin in California, and this is the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. Woo! I have a special guest.
Hello, I'm Ariana, Caitlin's roommate.
Hi. So, we are going to talk about Doctor Who Series 10.
The whole series?
And the series finale. Mostly the series finale.
Okay, that's what I thought most of it was.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about the series finale, which we just rewatched. It was my second time watching it. Was it your second time as well?
Yes.
Yeah. So we both watched it in our separate locations the day it premiered, and then we just rewatched it together. And so now we're going to talk about it, and we're going to talk about our general thoughts of series 10 and our theories and our thoughts about the Christmas special. I'm like so excited to talk about. So we haven't had an episode since episode one. So Odile and I talked about the pilot, but we haven't talked about anything.
Okay.
So starting off, I guess we should start with the series finale.
Yes.
Okay. What were your, me and Odile, we rated the pilot on a scale of F to A. Like, we graded it.
Mm-hmm.
How would you grade the series? You can grade it as like a separately as the, or as like the two-parter.
Oh.
How would you?
I had to remember.
Like,
the
C
first
is
part.
Like very average. I think we both, Odile and I gave the pilot like a B+.
B+? Okay. Yeah. I feel like the first half of the two-parter, it was a little confusing.
Yeah,
I mean,
agreed.
I don't know. I'd still say it's probably like a good B. Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'd bring it a little higher.
B plus?
What would you give the second part?
Second part? I don't know. I'm just, like, trying to, like, think about everything. I really liked it because, like, if you really paid attention, they had a lot of, like, little...
There's some really good
hints
pieces of dialogue.
Here and there, and, like, a lot of the, like, rehashing, and, like, if you're, you know, a Whovian, you're kind of like, oh, wait, that's from this doctor. Oh, that's from this.
Yep.
Like, so I don't know. Maybe like a-?
Yeah.
A-?
I would say I would give it like a solid A. Like,
solid
it's
A?
Like a 95%, I would say.
Yeah, that's a good A.
Yeah, that's what I wouldn't. I really liked the episode, but my problem with it was it wasn't spectacular.
Yeah, like most of the finales are.
Yeah, it wasn't. My favorite finale is probably Dark Water, Death in Heaven.
It was really good.
The Series 8 finale. I can't even just, like, I don't even know why. I think I like the reveal of the Master.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's something that, like, all season I was really into, and I was reading all these fan theories. Like, who is Missy? Who is she? Who is she? And I had all these crazy theories, and they revealed that at the end of the first part, and then my mind was like, what? And then the second part, you have that beautiful dialogue with the doctor about Danny and then the Cybermen, and it's just, there's some really beautiful pieces of dialogue between the doctor and Clara and Danny and Missy. It's really interesting, which is probably why I like that episode so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I did really like this Series 10 finale. It just wasn't as... It just didn't have that spectacularness to it that other episodes, like, Listen... Like, Listen's my favorite episode of all time. And I talked about Listen all the time.
All the time.
Ari hears me talk about Listen, like, how it's, like, the best episode ever constantly. And I love Listen. That episode, as soon as I watched Listen, I rewatched it twice. Like, I watched it immediately, right after I finished watching it. I am obsessed with Listen. And this whole season hasn't had that for me. There hasn't been an episode where I was like, I need, like, oh my gosh, that episode was amazing. I need to go rewatch it right now.
Yeah, no,
there wasn't
I feel
an episode
like,
that was like that.
I feel it's just hard because I feel like all of, what, Series 9? Like,
we just finished Series 10.
Okay, so Series 9.
Yeah.
All of Series 9 was, like, there was a lot
so
of emotion
good.
In it.
Ugh.
Like, every episode, just about, I was like, I'm gonna cry. Like, this is beautiful dialogue. And, I mean, there's still, like, moments of that, but I feel like, I don't know. It's just, like, I liked Bill and everything, but I just feel like they could have done, like, a little more with her, like, on the emotional side, but maybe it's supposed to be kind of like a, you know, I guess, like...
Yeah.
I guess, what, not comedic relief, but, like, you know, it's kind of like the, okay, like, we had, like, very dramatic and, like, emotional, like, last season, so we're gonna kind of, you know, try to, like, lighten it up a little bit this time with, like, not too much, but I kind of like the origins. I like the whole origin story.
Yes, though, the Cybermen.
Like, that's kind of, like, the... And the tear thing that you pointed out to me the other day. Because, yeah, that's always been a thing. I'm like, why the heck do they have a tear going down their face? And it's like... When you pointed that out, I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, that makes so much sense. But it was so sad.
I also really liked that. I think the podcast I was listening to earlier today, the Impossible Girls podcast, which is one of my favorite Doctor Who podcasts, they were talking about how Stephen Moffat does so good on these two-parter episodes.
He does.
And I really think that's why a lot of us, like, I also love Series 9. It's probably my favorite series as a whole. And I think I like Series 9 so much, and why Series 9, like, every episode in that season, except for Sleep No More, is, like, so good. I think it's because Stephen Moffat does these two-parters so incredibly well.
Yeah.
So you give him this season of two-parters, and he just, like, kills it.
This season is great. Because,
like,
every, like, episode is, like, a continuation.
Every episode, all the characters are fully fleshed out, and the stories are dynamic and interesting.
Yeah.
And I think these two-parters, Stephen Moffat does very, very, very well. And that's in, also, the series finale, I think, was so good because it was a two-parter.
Yeah.
They could not have done that in one episode.
No. There's a little bit too much information to do it in one episode.
Yeah, it would have been, like, crazy.
Especially, like, a lot of the, like, the first episode, like, the whole time difference.
That was, like...
That's one of the most confusing things to try to think about. Because then when they brought it up again at the beginning of the next episode, they're like, she was down there for 10 years. You were 2 hours late. And I was like, what?
That line, like, hurt my soul hard. All right, should we talk about our favorite scenes and moments in this series finale that we have just witnessed?
Definitely. So I think probably, like, very, very high up is just, I don't know, just anything with Missy and the Master.
They were so good. And one of the biggest criticisms I've seen for this episode was how separate their kind of storyline was to the main conflict of the episode.
It kind of was.
And it kind of was, and the episode was, I would like to argue that the episode was less about the Doctor, you know, protecting these people and staying alive and getting, trying to get Bill back, and more about this war over the Master's soul. Over Missy's soul.
Definitely.
It was definitely, they kind of treated that like a subplot, but I would like to argue that it was the main plot of the episode.
Because that's kind of been, like, a lot of the purpose from, like, this whole season, is he finally has, you know, the Master, Missy, he finally has, like, her friendship back, and slowly trying to, you know, reconnect, and maybe, and I guess, make her understand, like, his point of view from everything.
This whole season, we've seen Missy really try to defeat her inner demons of, like, I want to be a better person, I want to be more like you, and the whole time we were all kind of, I think all of fandom was kind of like, is this real?
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe this. She's gonna, like, sabotage him. And I like
she really,
how...
She really didn't.
She wasn't... I like how... I think this is to credit Stephen Moffat, was we want to root for her. Like, we want her to be good, but we're very skeptical of her being good.
Definitely.
Like, we didn't, nobody believed that it was actually going to happen.
Because we see that so much in so many things, you're like, oh, they're actually good. And then they're like, nah, just kidding.
And then it turns out at the end, like, she was trying to be good.
Yeah.
And the heartbreaking part of that is The doctor doesn't know.
Yeah, the doctor doesn't know.
That he won the war for Missy's soul. And that is... That is so heartbreaking. But, podcast, the Impossible Girls podcast, mentioned this, that, you know, there's this scene right before she goes off with the master to the elevator, and then they shoot each other in the back, where she shakes the doctor's hand. And they deduced in this podcast that that was her showing the doctor that she had the knife up her sleeve.
Oh!
Yeah.
That actually makes a lot more sense.
I know!
If you, like, man, those people... See, sometimes I'm like, I would have never thought of that either.
So she... When they shook hands, she
was like,
he was able to feel that it was there and notice, and she was basically showing him that she had the knife, but he doesn't know, obviously, like, he doesn't know, like, if she went through with it, what happened, like, where, what happened to her now, like, he doesn't know what happened, but he does know that she was walking in to that moment in the elevator with this knife on her.
Yeah. But honestly, their ending, though, is perfect.
It was so good.
Because it's just, like the perfect ending is they stab each other in the back.
It was everything I wanted.
Yeah.
Because it was very on character for the master.
Yeah.
Because the master would destroy himself.
Yeah.
Because of his own, like, selfishness.
Yeah, his own ego is what destroyed him in the end.
And it's heartbreaking. Breaking and beautiful and really the perfect ending, although I don't think the master will ever be gone.
Really be gone.
The master's never.
No, no, no.
This could quite possibly be the last time we see Missy, though. Definitely the last time we see John Sim. I love Michelle Gomez as Missy. She's incredible, and I'm so upset that we're probably... It's very unlikely we'll see her again. I mean, never say never, as with John Sim, we could see her at a different part in her life. Mm-hmm. You know, she wasn't with the doctor the whole time.
Yeah, she had other moments.
She could easily run into a companion, a future companion or a future doctor in the middle of her life cycle. Or maybe she doesn't actually die on this field. Maybe, you know, maybe the master comes back up the elevator or grabs his TARDIS and comes and gets her. We don't know.
You never know.
We don't know what happens. That's what I liked about that scene is, and it's very kind of open-ended, and we don't see John Sim's regeneration.
But see, yeah, that's because what you pointed out earlier is we don't see him regenerate, and they never are quite specific on... No. What number, if she's in the future or the past, and what number she is.
Ari's not convinced that she's the future.
Okay, I have a mild theory that she might be from the past, and she was just trying to keep it a secret from him, because she's like, no, I can't tell you.
I think she's a future regeneration, just because makes
a little more sense.
Yeah, because she said, like, oh, I loved being you. I mean, unless she's bluffing really well. I think she is definitely a future regeneration. But there's some theories that because we never really... She never explicitly... Never in the show does it explicitly say, I am the next master after you. I am the next master after this master.
So they could totally bring in other people to play different regenerations of the master.
There could very... I mean, I don't think this is the master's very end.
Yeah.
But this... There could very well be another master in between John Sim and Missy.
Yeah.
We don't know. Like, we don't number the masters.
But there could be a couple, even, too.
Yeah, there could be. I don't think there's a lot.
Probably not.
It seemed, like, fairly recent to Missy. But there could definitely be 1 to 2 in between John Sim, because it was never explicitly stated, and a lot of the different podcasts and YouTube channels I listened to have talked about this, that there could very well be another master in between, or there might not be. She could be the direct...
Yeah. We don't know.
I don't know. And honestly, I don't have a preference either way.
I don't care.
I don't really care as long as the master comes back sometime in the future. And I think the master will never fully be gone. Because you can't get rid of the master.
Fool me once, Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me.
That part was so good.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Okay, other scenes that we liked. Are we going for just the last episode or the last, like, two?
You can talk about the last two.
Okay. I had one and then I forgot about it, so. Oh, the very beginning of the first episode.
Ari called that. You were like.
Oh, not just not that. Not just the, well, I guess the first episode of the two. The one. Yeah, so you open up to the doctor, like, regenerating, and I remember I, like, told her that, and she was like, oh, that makes more sense now.
Yeah.
She wasn't quite sure.
I was watching that, Ari watched the episode before me, and I was on vacation, and a couple days later, I was able to finally watch it, and then afterwards, I was just like, I am so confused.
So we watched it together.
Yeah.
And then, like, we, like, explained it to each other, and we, like, paused it, and we're like, oh, this makes more sense. Yeah. Watching it with the captions on, the closed captions.
Yeah, way to go.
Yeah, because there are little things, like, even if you don't quite hear them say it, you can read it, and you're like, oh, that was clever.
The closed caption, I would say, I like to watch it the first time without closed captions.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the closed captions happen a little bit before, like, so you can get a little spoiled.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So, I usually will watch it the first time without closed captions, and then the second time with closed captions, so I can catch all the little pieces of dialogue, and I'm really glad when we rewatched it, we watched it with the closed captions, and I'm really glad we did that, because we did catch up. We're like, oh!
The little things, but no, when they, not just the opening of the first episode, but the, like, when the TARDIS lands, and Missy's, like, pretending to be the doctor.
Yes!
And, like, her whole kind of breaking down the fourth wall.
I love that.
She's like, it's like, your dramatic effect, your comedic relief, blah, 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 blah. I'm Doctor Who. Like, wait, is that really your name? And it's like, no, but they're going to say it anyway. Why bother?
That was just, I love that. It's just Moffat trolling all of the people that are, like, obsessive over, no, it's the Doctor. And people who try to refer to the Doctor as, like, Doctor Who.
Oh. Oh, is that Doctor Who?
Oh, they're going to call it that anyway.
Like, oh, is that Doctor Who? Be like, no. Wait, is that really your name? No.
So great.
But, like, big, like, I don't know. When they shot her, though, that was, like, very, like, for so early in the episode, that was, like, very, like,
for Bill,
dramatic.
That really got me. Yeah. That was, like, there was something about that scene in the very beginning, the first part of the, in World Enough in Time, when they shoot the whole through Bill. There's something that's very, like, unsettling about that.
Because you're just like, it just started.
Because you get that split second of her realizing she'd been shot.
Yeah.
Looking down and seeing that there's a hole in her body and then falling down.
But then they, like, they flash back, though, first, don't they?
And the doctor's face is like, oh, no. And everyone's like,
because you see it, but, like, they don't quite show her, like, she, like, realizes it.
They don't show her, like,
but then they flash. Yeah. Like, they flash back. Flashback.
Yes. That scene was very unsettling, and I was, like, freaking out in my, like, on my couch in my living room, like, scaring my dog, like, watching that scene of just, like, oh my god, they just did that, like, they just blew through her.
Yeah.
And I was very scared that they were gonna, like, totally kill off her character.
Yeah, right then. Like, I was like, oh, no.
God, she's dead. Like, it's over.
It's over.
It's over.
But see, like, it is just kind of, like, random. But, like, I was, because with the whole time thing, I just want to know. And I'm like, how long did it take them to go from the bottom floor to the top floor to get her? Or were they on the bottom floor? Or, yeah, they were.
The TARDIS was at the top.
Yeah, the TARDIS was at the top. The hospital was at the bottom.
The hospital was at the bottom.
Okay. Yeah, because I was just like, how long were they in that elevator for?
A long time, probably. Yeah, because slower, more you get up.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Because I was like, oh, how does it work again? Yeah. So it's like, at first they're probably like, oh, we're making great time. And then it's like, 5 years later.
Yeah.
Like, who knows? And then obviously, yeah, and that gave the other levels time to, like, create whatever.
So, and it was really unsettling that, you know, the master is in disguise, which I didn't see coming.
I didn't either.
Until the very end when he's talking to Missy. And I was like, wait a minute.
Even then, though, I was still kind of like, what?
When he started talking to Missy, I was like, wait a minute. And then he rips off his mask, and I'm like...
Because, see, this is my thing. So, before the two-part... So, before it aired, I was like... No, because I didn't watch it right... I didn't watch it the first day it came out. I watched it before you, but I didn't watch it on Saturday when it came out. You watched it on
Sunday.
I watched it on Sunday night. And what happened was earlier that day, I'd been on Facebook scrolling through. I saw a spoiler that said something about the Master. Like, oh, the Master's coming back. You know, John Sims is coming back as the Master. And I was like, how the... And I was like, no, skip it. It's a spoiler. I'm not going to read it. And so... And I'd kind of forgotten that, though, when I watched it. Because I was like, they lied. I was like, they said that... I was like, oh, maybe they mean, like, in a future season. Maybe they've already, like, released that. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Which is kind of where I got, like, my whole, like, maybe, like, Missy's, like, from the past. Because, like, oh, what if she regenerates into him? But I was like, you know... after the end of the episode, I was like, oh, that makes sense. Because she's like, don't you remember being me? And I was like... What? And I was still like, I don't get... Oh! When he takes off his mask, I was like... I was like...
I was very upset with... And I think everyone agrees with this. Even John Sim said this. That the BBC spoiled him returning as the Master.
Yeah, that's kind of a... Yeah. Why?
I cannot fathom... why they thought that was a good idea. I'm thinking they might have thought that it might have been being very close to being leaked.
That could be.
So they decided, because they included part of the Master in, like, a little snippet of the Master in the last, like, teaser trailer. The final teaser trailer for the series that they tacked on at the end of the first episode.
Yeah.
And... the last, like, frame was John Sim.
And you're like...
And everyone was like, what?
Why?
What?
Why wouldn't you leave that a secret?
Like, I would have never guessed that he was gonna come back.
Never.
Like, who would have thought that? Like, that surprise of him tearing off his mask would have been, like, so mind-blowing. Like, my brain would have, like, exploded if... I didn't know he was coming back.
So it's kind of dumb, but, like, and probably really far-fetched, but earlier in the episode when he's, like, has a sneaking mask on, this is my sneaking mask, like, you know, his little burglar mask, and then he was like, oh, they still knew it was me, like, even with my mask on, and it's kind of like, we should have seen that I have a mask on!
Oh, snap!
And right. I'm like, why did nobody see that coming?
Oh, you're so right.
Oh, because they can still tell it's me through my mask. It's like, oh. Because I was like, that's a dumb mask.
I knew John Sim was going to be either in that episode or the finale, obviously, because we hadn't seen him. I knew he was coming. We hadn't seen him at all.
Because I heard that too, but I was just like, no, I'm not. But I'm not
gonna
let it.
Realize that was him until that last moment where he started talking to Missy. And I was like, wait, why is he talking? When he was like, oh, I thought I'd find you here.
I'm so excited to finally meet you. And I was like,
hold up.
And I was like, oh, well, yeah, because they've, you know, he's been watching them on the TV for a long time. I was like, that's a little creepy, but okay. And but see, my whole thing is, did he know who she was, like, before? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I feel like... Maybe not right away, but he probably figured it out.
Yeah, that makes some sense.
Alright, should we talk about Bill as Cyberman, Bill, now that we talked about her death? Oh. So, the Doctor missed her by 2 hours, which is like, LOL, RIP.
Like, RIP me. Oops. Again!
And we realized she was on the ship for 10 years, like, which is so long. And
it's like half of our lives.
The cinematic masterpiece of her thinking she was still human because she perceived herself as that.
I loved how they brought that in.
Was incredible. props to Rachel Talalay, the director of the episode, who, like,
oh, yes,
directed that so beautifully when she looks over and sees her shadow.
Yeah.
Of her as and a Cyberman. Hand. And that part where she sees her hand and it's this gloved Cyberman hand and goes over and touches her face, like, and her face is just full of, like, horror and shock, and it pans over and she's in the full Cyberman gear.
It's like, yeah. Because I like it, because so... this is my whole thing. It's like, when you first saw her, I was like, what the heck? How'd they fix her?
Yeah.
But when I saw that, I'm like, oh, she, like, the little girl brought her a mirror, and I'm like, she's holding a mirror, and I was like, no. I was like, she's just thinking this, huh, isn't she? And she flips it over,
I did the same thing.
I was like, damn!
I thought the same thing when they gave her the mirror. I was like, oh, no.
It's a mirror. It's a mirror! I knew it! And you see, but also, before she turns it over, though, you can see her hand.
Oh.
Too, and I was like, wait a second, and they turned it, and so, like, yeah, there was, like, that, she looks in the mirror, and then she was like, what the heck, like, and yeah, like, she touches her head, and then she sees her shadow, cause she's, like, angry at the doctor, and then she's like, why the hell can't I get angry? Blows up the barn! But no, Nardole's just so casual. Oh! Someone broke the barn! It's okay!
I love him.
Comedic relief.
He really is. He is the comedic relief.
Yeah, and honestly, like, yeah, I really was kind of, like, annoyed that he was in the season at first, because I was like, why would you
Yeah, I was too, originally.
But then I'm like, by, like, a couple episodes ago, I was like, I love him!
He was, like, my favorite by the end of this episode. I was like, Nardo!
Oh, and his little, like... relationship with, like,
oh, that was really cute.
She's like, you know, I'm not human. Well, I'll try anything once. And I was like, get it.
Just Cyber, I enjoyed how they did that.
Yeah.
I really did not want them to kill Bill off in the beginning of the season. I just kept thinking, like, I just want Bill to have, like, a good ending. I want her to, like, leave on her own fruition. I want her to just decide, like, I learned a lot. I don't want to travel with you anymore. I mean, obviously, this isn't the same as that, but it's kind of similar.
It's close enough.
It's close enough because of the very end when Heather appears.
Yeah, and they tie it back in.
They tie it back in, which I was not expecting. That was a big surprise.
No, that was a big surprise.
At first, I was not too crazy about Heather showing up, and I kind of rolled my eyes. I was like, what the heck? Like,
Of course.
Like, of course. It's like a total deus ex machina, like, situation. Like, she just appears. Like, this doesn't make any sense. And the more I've, like, read reviews about it and listened to other people talk about it, the more it makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that was her first thing.
And that's what got her, that's what helped her meet the doctor and them starting their adventure, was this adventure with Heather.
And it's like, she can still continue doing that. Yeah. Like, a lot of the, you know, companions have continued to do, is they still can kind of go off and do their own thing afterwards, but they're still, you know, going on adventures without him, type of thing. And that's what I've always loved.
I liked how Heather kind of gave her the choice. It wasn't like, you're me now, let's just stay like that. It was like, you can be like me, or like, I can make you human, like, anytime you want, and you can go make chips, like, it's fine, like, it's just atoms, like, it's whatever, like, we can bring you back, and you can make chips, and if that's what you want to do, we can do that, that's fine, or we can, but first, like, let's go explore. Like,
let me show you.
Let me show you things, but I can make, like, you human whenever you want, and then Bill was like, well.
No, I've been through a lot. I'll show you.
That was so cute.
They're so cute, but, no, still, when they were standing there hand in hand in the TARDIS door, I was like, they're gonna have to turn somehow, because they cannot both just walk straight out the door.
Arya was very concerned about that.
So I was like, how are they gonna walk out the door? And then they both kind of like, okay, let's go. And like, they kind of shoulder it. And I'm like, oh, good. Fix it. I don't know why I was so concerned about that.
But I was. Yeah, it was. That was hilarious. You were like, what? How'd they fit? It really grows on me, that ending. The more I think about it and the more I hear about the ending, it really was a good ending for Bill.
Yes, it was.
It was very good. It was, because it wasn't...
And they could have probably brought that in if they wanted to continue to keep her as a companion.
Exactly.
They probably could have pushed that over into another season or so.
I'm feeling like she's not.
Oh, yeah, no.
This is the last we're going to see of her.
Well, no, I meant, like, if she, like... If the whole Cyberman thing didn't happen and she continued to travel with the Doctor, like, if they wanted to kill her off in a later season, like, they could have, but
I'm happy with it.
Are we ready to talk about the very end? The when... So...
First of all...
Let's talk about that TARDIS scene.
I'm bitter.
You're bitter?
Just a little bit.
Why are you hashtag bitter?
Okay, I'm bitter because she's just like, he's dead, and she just left him there. I'm like, I mean, I guess, like, the TARDIS makes a good, like, you know...
Yeah.
...casket, but it's still kind of, like, heartbreaking that she's just like... You know, she's like, you can't, well, the whole, you can't be dead, because someday someone's just going to need you too much. And I'm like, girl. And then she's just like, okay, bye. And I was like, no, you can't. But, okay, yeah. So, continue till he wakes up.
So, the doctor wakes up, and people have, they talked about this extensively on Verity, the all-female Doctor Who podcast. That he sees 12 companions, plus the Master. And supposedly this is a callback to the Fifth Doctor, who also had this. But he sees 5 companions, plus the Fifth
Doctor. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
so a little bit of Classic Who in there.
The Doctor sees 12 companions. So here's a theory. We haven't talked about this yet.
Oh, okay.
In that flashback, he sees they're all Moffat-era companions. Right, so he sees Rose, New Who, they're all New Who.
Yeah.
So there's like, which makes sense, because there's too many Classic Who to like do that.
Yeah.
You know, he sees first it's Bill and Nardole, which makes sense, because they were first, and then he goes in order, and it's Rose, and then the last one's River. So in that scene, we see Clara. We see Clara from my favorite Christmas episode, Last Christmas. Anyway, if you would remember from last season, finale, the Doctor is not supposed to remember Clara. So does this mean that because the Doctor kind of started his regeneration, that he now remembers Clara? Because we did see her in this flashback.
That is true.
So, is his memory back? Does he remember Clara?
Or maybe it's just, like, a random subconscious thing. But,
or maybe this was just for flashback purposes. Yeah. And they just couldn't not include her.
That makes
sense.
Or
is this something bigger that he remembers Clara? I'm really hoping he remembers her.
Maybe, like, he remembers her but doesn't realize. I mean, like, right now.
I think I would totally get it. I would believe it if they were like, oh, yeah, I remember her because my regeneration has kind of already started. And my brain is restarting, so therefore I remember her. If they did something like... If they explained it that way, that would make total sense to me. Because that does make sense. Like, his regeneration has started. That would make sense that maybe, like, that part in his brain that blocked remembering Clara has already started changing.
Yeah.
So he remembers her now, or only remembers, like, her for a moment or so.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it. He remembered her for a moment. But do we think he remembers her now? Like, what's going to happen? He has to remember. If he dies, like, not remembering Clara, I will die on the inside.
Yeah. Well, because, see, it was, like, I feel like kind of in the end of last season, it kind of almost, like, it seemed like he did remember her, but he just, like, didn't know he remembered her type of thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, the whole, like, some memories become a song.
R.I.P. me.
So much emotion. But, like, I'm trying to think. Because doesn't he, like, leave her TARDIS? Doesn't he, like, leave and then she, like, leaves out and then he kind of, like, what the heck? Like,
he kind of, like, drops her off randomly.
Yeah. Because it's like, oh, here.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. It's like, does he see the diner leave? I don't remember.
No.
No, he doesn't?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. There's been some rumors recently that Doctor Who...
Are they gonna run into each other?
Doctor Who TV reported recently, and I don't think anyone was surprised by this. I think it was... They reported off of something The Mirror, I think, reported, saying that Clara and Bill and Nardole will be back for the Christmas special.
Oh, okay.
This is just, like, a rumor, mind you. This is just a rumor. And most people were, like, read that and were, like, yeah. Like,
makes sense.
That would make sense. Like, Amy came back for, like, that little scene in...
But, like, yeah, are they just gonna come back for that?
So, I wouldn't be... surprise. Honestly, I don't care what form I get Clara in. It could be a voiceover. It could be, like, a really small scene. Obviously, I would love it if she was there for more.
Yeah.
Like, if she had a couple of really good scenes, at least. But I don't know for sure, but... So, the last... Possible Girls podcast was talking about this in their episode review of last week's episode. They were talking about how, so the diner that they use in Doctor Who that is used for Clara's diner is called Eddie's American Diner, and it's a real diner in Cardiff.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, the diner was booked for filming.
Recently?
Yeah, like this last, like, 2 weeks, it was booked for filming.
But they don't know for what?
People are kind of deducing that means Clara's back with her TARDIS. Hey. And I think so. I would be very upset and shocked if Jenna Coleman did not come back as Clara.
At least for a wrap-up.
At least... Like what Karen Gillan did with her one little scene. All obvious, though I would love her to be in like more.
You were the first face this face saw.
That was like, because when Amy, that moment when Amy came back, like I will, that was the first Doctor Who episode I watched live on my TV. Mm. Was the Matt Smith regeneration episode, The Time of the Doctor. Mm-hmm. And I remember I stayed off the internet all day because I didn't want any spoilers about this episode. I don't want to know anything that was going to happen. And I remember rushing home from Christmas dinner at my grandparents' house. And at this time, my sister was also into Doctor Who. Now she's not as much. But we were both, like, sat down on the couch and we were ready for this episode. Like, okay, here it is. Like, we're going to cry. She's going to regenerate. And then you see her hands, like, holding with her black nails, like, holding the banister.
You're and like, then
my sister was like, it's Amy, it's Amy. And we were both like, and they pan over to her face and I'm like a puddle on the ground of just like, what,
Amy? Raggedy Man.
And then that scene is like, I didn't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea it was coming. Yeah. I shouldn't have been as surprised with it as I was, but I was. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, my mind was like blown that she was there. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I really want, I don't know if we have 6 months till Christmas.
Yes.
So who knows if the BBC is going to be able to hide a guest appearance like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, the first Doctor coming back for the Christmas special, they didn't hide very well. Most people, like, knew that was going to happen because they had seen that actor around Wales in Cardiff filming, and and there were some, like, set pics of him, so, like, it was, like, leaked, not officially, like, they didn't officially announce anything, it was leaked.
Yeah.
And then they showed, like, you know, the first Doctor in this last episode.
That's probably why they, like, just let the whole Master thing go out, because they're probably just, like, they already saw him, why not?
I'm still, like, really upset that they didn't hide the John Sim Master thing as well as they probably could have.
Yeah. But okay, back to the last scene.
Yeah.
When, so like, he lands, wherever he lands.
Yes.
And he runs into...
The first Doctor.
The Doctor.
The Doctor.
No, I am the Doctor. But see, I liked how we said that earlier in the episode.
Yes.
So it was kind of like a, like, no you're not. And then it's like, oh, you are.
I feel like that might have been... to help just the new Who fans that don't know anything about classic Who.
Yeah.
That line was exactly what Peter Capaldi had said earlier in the episode.
No, I definitely was like, it was weird because, like, the first time I watched it, he said that and I was like, didn't Peter Capaldi just say that, like, two scenes ago or whenever it was? And I was just like, he just said that. And I was like, what the heck? So then I was like, because I was, like, confused. I was like, is he supposed to be the first Doctor? And I was like, I'm definitely getting that vibe. Mm. Makes sense. But then, so this is my thing. For the Christmas special, do you think he's going to regenerate at the end of the Christmas special? Mm. Because, like, right now we can see that he's suppressing his regeneration.
That would be crazy if he regenerated.
He's been doing it. Well, no, I think...
It would have to be the end.
I mean, I would say maybe even... Yeah, I was like, it would have to be the end. Because it's just like, He's been suppressing it through this whole season finale and up to the very end when he was, like, you know, bursting flames and he's like, no, I'm not doing it. And then the first doctor shows up and I'm like, I don't know. It's just like, it's not right to do it right at the beginning of the movie, like, of the, you know, the Christmas special. It's not right.
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't do it.
No, I don't think they highly doubt they do it at the beginning.
I feel like it's gonna have to be something like the first doctor saying, like, you need to let go.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
I think that's a fair...
Like, that makes sense, right?
Yeah, and I've heard that from a lot of people saying that,
okay.
Oh, the first doctor is going to be there to be like, it's okay, you can regenerate. Like,
you got to let it go. It's okay,
you got to do it, you got to let it go, you got to regenerate. And I feel like, because the first doctor doesn't really want to regenerate either,
yeah.
That 12 might be doing the same thing to him, because it's like, you will turn into me eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be like, I feel like that's exactly what's going to happen at the Christmas special.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering how big of a role the first doctor is going to play.
In the episode?
In the episode, because Moffat has done this before where he'll write episodes with, like, a guest star. And he'll make a really big deal about a certain character.
And they're, or about a certain guest star,
but they're not really in it.
Yeah.
Like, for example, the Series 9 finale, Hellbent.
Mm-hmm.
All of the trailers focused a lot on Gallifrey.
They did.
And the description of the episode was about the doctor returns to Gallifrey. And then faces the Time Lords.
He's there but for really, like... really,
he's barely on Gallifrey, and he spends most of that episode trying to figure out...
How to save
Clara, and what this has to do with the hybrid. And finally figuring out what's going on with the hybrid, and how to stop that, and how to save Clara. The episode barely takes... Which I love, that it, like... I love that, how it, like, barely takes... like it's like, mm-hmm. Gallifrey was just a stopping point to get to his end goal of, I must save Clara. So, I'm wondering if this Christmas special is going to be...
he made it back. And you're like, he made it back. But he's like, I don't care.
He's like, bye. I just needed to come here to, like, help Clara out. But I'm wondering if the Christmas special is going to follow a similar thing to that, where they make a big deal about this new first doctor.
And he's just, like,
in being in the episode, but really it's only, like, maybe half about him. Like, maybe, like, the beginning and the end kind mm-hmm. of a thing. But the middle, some other adventure. Like, they're on the snowy planet. I'd be very surprised if they spent the whole episode on the snowy planet. Because Doctor Who usually doesn't do that. And I don't see that happening. I see it being, like, mm-hmm. they go back to Earth. Or maybe they go try to find Clara. Or they go, I don't know. They have, like, the BBC hasn't revealed anything about what the Christmas special is going to be about.
Because I'm feeling like, if they've booked... like, you know, they've booked it and
they've
everything.
Booked
like
the diner.
They're gonna have to, like, or, you know, something's gonna have to happen. Like, maybe, like, the first doctor, like, runs into Clara and then, like, you know, you never know.
Mm.
But, like, it'll be kind of like.
That'd be heartbreaking. I would die if the first doctor talked to Clara and, like, ran into Clara, but Clara doesn't get to talk to the 12th doctor.
Mm hmm. And that's just kind of like, I don't know. I feel like the whole regeneration thing is always weird because it's like, you could literally run into the doctor anytime and you'd never know.
Yeah, that's very true.
Like, Clara, the whole, I just remember, was it Husbands of River Song? It was so frustrating. That whole episode, I'm like, he is trying to tell you that he
that
is the doctor. They're like, oh, okay, yeah, you're a doctor. And it's like, no, I'm the doctor. And he's like, no, you're not. I've never seen you before. You're not him. He's not gonna show up. Oh my god, it's you.
That's one of my favorite scenes ever. It's probably my favorite River moment where she's like, saying, like, he will never come for me. He will never love me as much as I love him, basically.
Blah, 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 blah.
And, like, he's not like, here.
I'm here.
And then he just goes, River.
River.
And does he say, like, hello, sweetie, or something?
Yeah.
And then she's, like, looks at him and goes, like,
Mother.
She's basically like, oh, dang it. It's like, the look on her face is so good. It's just like, shoot.
Like, dang it.
I'm wondering.
Die again.
There was kind of a theory that maybe Clara will be late to the 12th Doctor's regeneration and
we'll see him
as the 13th Doctor and not. What if
she not sees, to see him again?
What if she
never
sees
see
12 him?
Again?
Yeah, what if she doesn't see 12, but runs into the 13th Doctor
and doesn't recognize him? But wait, wait, even better. He recognizes her.
I can't. No, that theory just breaks my heart too hard.
Or even, I feel like even better, but I mean, it would be a good fan moment, but like, frustrating, is but he doesn't remember her, but they like, she runs into the 13th, he runs into her, and they don't remember each other at all. Like, or because she doesn't know him, and then like, you know,
I can't.
He doesn't remember her, so they're just like, oh, hi, and it's That's too much for me.
My soul can't.
Wait.
My heart can't take that.
Wait. What if, like, the new doctor, the 13th doctor, walks into the diner and she's just there and then they have a and just like, oh, he like orders food and then like, you know, he like, I don't know, something, but then it's like, you know, right before he walks out, he like does something or says something and that she's like, oh my gosh. But like, by the time she runs out, it's too late.
No.
Moffat, call us.
No, I can't. I cannot.
Call us. We got a whole script
Chibnall,
for you.
Chibnall, come at us.
Season
11. We got 11. It. We got you.
We're just Christmas special, 2K17. We got you.
I am very excited for the Christmas special. This is going to be one. I remember being really excited for Last Christmas, and I only had to wait like 6 weeks to see that one, and I remember that being like agonizing. And now I'm thinking about this is the longest we've had to really, I mean, we had a year actually. I shouldn't say this is the longest. There was a year in between The Husbands of River Song and Dr. Mysterio.
Mhm.
But that wasn't a regeneration episode. We knew it was going to be just, like, a fun, vampy, like...
Yeah.
Just fun, random Christmas episode. So...
Still not as long as Away to Sherlock, but...
Yeah. But this... having to wait this 6 months for this Christmas special, for this Doctor Regeneration, is going to be really hard. And...
See,
long.
My
and
whole
any
thing is...
little piece of information, I'm going to be, like, clawing at...
But see, like we talked about before, I would be really, really pleased and very surprised if they kept it a secret. Like,
that'd be amazing.
That's like my dream, is for them to like, same, be like, there's gonna be a regeneration in this episode, but we're not gonna tell you who it is. Oh. And my whole like thing is like, what, just to like, so people don't figure it out, they just have like a couple of like, people, like a couple true different people matters come, like, oh, maybe they're gonna be the new companion, maybe they're gonna be the new doctor, blah 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 blah, like, you know, flip it on them. Like, what if they're just like, you keep seeing it's gonna be one of these people and then it's like never them. Maybe
one podcast I was listening to was saying, well, what if they announce two different actors/actresses and they say one of these is the master, one's the doctor, which
guess
one's
who?
Which we won't know until Christmas,
guess who.
That would like that would like blow my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I would honestly, I'd be okay with that if the BBC if the BBC could figure out a way to do that for the Christmas special, where we know he's gonna regenerate Christmas, but like, what if
they
BBC
had a couple
could
people
keep it a secret.
Yeah.
And did not, I don't even know if this could even be possible, but like, did not tell us at all who the new doctor was, and then when they regenerate, it would be like actually a big surprise of like, this is who it is. Like, that would,
because you know why?
Blow my freaking mind.
It's the 13th. They gotta go, go big or go home. So,
I don't know if the BBC could pull that off, though. Obviously, because they couldn't pull off keeping the master a secret.
They're just like, this is the new doctor. It's like, this is the new, you know, new master. Oh, he's still here.
Well,
blah, blah, blah.
So, like, going on about the 13th doctor, I think it's time to talk about that now.
Yes.
So, Comic-Con is coming up in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, it is, huh?
Doctor Who will be on the main stage. They'll be on, I believe, their panels on the Sunday of Comic-Con, which is the 23rd of July. So, there's a lot of guesses that maybe the new doctor will be announced
at the panel.
Maybe not at Comic-Con, but near Comic-Con.
Or around,
like,
yeah,
right after or right before.
Okay.
I don't think during, because that would take a lot of attention off of Capaldi. Capaldi, because everyone it would just would. Be like, what? So it's I feel like maybe at the very end of the panel or something they'll announce it.
They'd be like, oh, there's the new doctor.
I feel like they would want to announce it, like, right after.
Yeah.
Or, like, a couple days after Comic-Con. Because if they announced it right before Comic-Con, all of the fan questions at Comic-Con are just going to be about...
Oh, yeah. How does it happen? Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, oh, we're not answering that.
But I'm really hoping somebody asks, like, is it a female? Because that's what I want to know, too. So, yeah.
This is the our big thing.
Our big conversation is... We both really want the 13th Doctor to be a female.
Just because.
So bad.
And it's like, I just really like it because they've kind of vaguely alluded to it this entire series.
Yeah.
Like.
The last, like, three series.
Yeah,
just the
really.
The Master being Missy.
The couple times Clara pretended to be the doctor.
Yes.
And then this past season with all of Bill's questions.
About gender.
Asking about, like, oh, like, especially with her, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, her asking, like, oh, wait, you were a guy. Like, oh, well, we don't really, like, see it as that. We don't see it. It's like, but you call yourselves Time Lords and blah, blah, blah. And, but, like, all of those questions, like, and then the thing you pointed out, too, with the Master say, yeah. Oh, is the whole future gonna be female? And the doctor like, said, I hope so. And so, yeah, we really want that to happen. And I've kind of been, you know, saying that it's number 13. There's so much stigma behind 13. Lucky 13, unlucky 13, blah, 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 blah. Like, if you're gonna do 13, you gotta do something.
Go big or go home.
Go big or go home. Because, you know, a number with so much behind it, it's kind of like...
I am going to be very, very upset if the 13th Doctor is not a woman. Like, I'm still going to watch the show regardless.
Yeah, definitely.
But I will definitely be a little... like, there'll be a couple of days where I'm going to be very sad.
Yes.
After they announce the 13th Doctor, and I bet Ari and I are probably both going to be just, like, crying.
What?
Like, why isn't it a female? And when they announce...
And it's like, yeah, I'm happy either way, but it's like, it would just be cool, because I've been thinking about that since I first started watching it, how, like, when I, you know, beginning of high school when I started watching it, I was sitting there, and I was like, I wonder if they can, like, change genders when they regenerate. Like, I've been thinking that for a long time. I was just kind of like, that would be cool.
I've always thought it would be cool. It was really during Series 8 when Missy came around that I was really like, yeah, where's the female? Because that just proved that they can switch gender. And there have been lots of little clues. Like, there was that one Time Lord in last season's finale that was a female that was a man, and then she regenerated back to a female and was like, oh gosh, I hated being a man. Like, thank goodness I'm a woman again. And I was like, yeah! There's been lots of little, and even in this episode, Bill talking to the doctor saying, like, oh, you know, I only hang out with, like, women and people my own age. And the doctor was like, yeah. And she's like, okay, good. Glad you knew that. It's like, that was like, was that a hint of, like, oh,
like,
you're gonna be
a woman or someone her own age?
I just feel like there's been so many hints and so many clues.
And like, just sprinkles.
And it's been proven that it's possible with Missy. That...
Why not?
If this doesn't happen, I don't know if it ever will, is kind of what I'm feeling
yes,
like.
Yes, definitely.
It feels like...
It's time.
Yeah, it's almost... It'll feel... Like, it's not to talk about politics, but, like, you know, when Hillary Clinton lost the election, I feel like a lot of people were like, oh, this is never gonna happen now.
Yeah.
Because she was the first... Mm-hmm. You know, to be nominated by a major party, everyone was like, oh man, now that she lost, we're never gonna get a woman president.
Yeah.
Like, this is never gonna happen, which probably isn't true. I'm sure it'll happen eventually, but I feel that's how I'm gonna feel about this, about this 13th Doctor regeneration.
Especially
if it's not a woman, I'm gonna really feel like, with the new showrunner and everything, I'm gonna really
like
feel like it's
of,
never gonna happen.
Like, Moffat era ending, and like, that's also a perfect time, too, because now you have a new writer who can run with it and do new things. Honestly, I would like, I don't know, I guess more male companions. I think that would be interesting.
Or, like, even more female. I don't know.
I've decided I really like these TARDIS teams where there's more than one.
Yeah. It's great.
So, I would love...
Like, both.
Like, siblings. Like, that would be really interesting.
If they had twins.
Like, twins.
Twins would be cool.
I would really love, like, two companions.
They could do interesting things with twins.
I feel like when you do the two companion thing, there's no chance of romantic...
Definitely.
And that was really nice.
So with Amy and Rory. But they were already...
Yeah.
They were already a thing.
Like, between, like, the doctor and the companion, like, when you have, like, two just people... Them. And it's not, like, one-on-one, there's less of that romantic tension. And, I mean, I love the romantic tension. Obviously, I ship 12 and Clara, like, faster than UPS. But...
1 hour shipping.
Woo! Right at you. But I like the idea of, like, another, like, TARDIS team. That would be really nice. Is that what they're called? Yeah, that's what we like to call them.
That's cute. I like that. But, yeah, no. Definitely. Because, yeah, the whole... it's kind of actually been, like, kind of... I guess the past couple episodes, it's been kind of a big team because they also had Missy with them, too. A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. It's so, definitely
a lot
been...
of extra people.
Yeah, and there's also... I mean... Nardole was kind of the first non-human kind of companion.
Yeah.
And I want more of that, too.
Ooh.
Or, like, a lot of people were hoping Bill was going to be from the past, and she wasn't, and we haven't really... It hasn't been since Classic Who that we've gotten a companion from the past. One could argue that Jack Harkness is a companion from the future, but I don't even... I wouldn't consider him a companion. He's more of, like, a guest appearance. But
they did show him on the companions list, but I was like, and he got his own show, so. But still, like, yeah, I feel like he was more of just kind of like a passer through here and there.
I would love to see a companion. This is what I wanted from Bill, which we didn't get. I still love Bill, but I would like a companion that's from the future or from the past or from another planet. That'd be really cool.
That'd be interesting. Yeah,
and
because.
I feel like the one thing that I really want Chris Chibnall to do that Moffat hasn't been doing is I want, like, this is something that Russell T. Davies, I think, did so well, was he really developed the companions' relationships with their families. And their families were characters in themselves and would show up and cause problems and inner conflict between the companions because of the family.
Yeah.
Because of this family dynamic, like, Rose worries about her mom.
Yeah.
And she needs to go make sure her mom's okay, because... And her mom is, like, a developed character and, like, goes on adventures and is aware of the doctor.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you have, like...
I always thought that was kind of great.
Amy never... Like, she didn't have parents, and, like, she did, and the same thing. Like, Clara, we see her dad occasionally... Like, it's...
Yeah, and, like, her, you know, the kids and whatnot.
Yeah, when the kids, like, she was babysitting, that was, like, one episode, and they went away, and then they didn't even, like, that was all retconned in series 8. Like, I really want to see that dynamic in series 11, is I really want a companion that is from a different place or a different time, and that has... maybe some more of that family dynamic so we can bring in more. I really like that conflict. Bringing in more. I prefer Moffat's era over RTD's era, but the thing that I wish, that the thing that bugs me the most about Moffat is the lack of development of the characters and their life kind of outside of the TARDIS. Like, even like, maybe not even family, even like having a core group of friends. Like, you never see them with friends.
Oh my gosh. What if they did, like, a friend group?
That'd be
like,
cute.
Like, two or three best friends, like, as companions, and then it's kind of, like, the whole, maybe, like, they have a conflict within each other, and, like, they have a falling out with one, and, like, one
That'd
stops
be really
coming,
interesting.
And please contact us for more information about Series 11.
Contact us at...
We got ideas for you.
Twitter, at Morals Podcast.
We gotcha.
He got you. Yeah, that's really what I want. I like how we're, like, talking more about the companion than the doctor.
But really, they're...
Because, they're going to be recasting a companion and a doctor.
They're important. Well, possibly.
That's crazy.
Well, Because see, was it because Nardole's staying too, right? So possibly.
No, he's leaving. I meant
he's staying. He's staying on the ship with the people. He's not coming back.
I think it can be assumed that Nardole and Bill will not be returning as companions.
Yes.
So we're going to get all new. We're getting a new showrunner, new writers, new directors.
It's time.
We're going to be getting. I do think it is definitely time. I got really depressed when I heard Moffat was leaving for, like, a couple of days, like, a solid, like, 3 days after his announcement. Mm-hmm. I was straight up depressed, and I was like, what is wrong with me? Why am I so sad about this? But...
Because he writes everything.
So good. Like, Capaldi's leaving. Like, Bill's leaving. Everyone's leaving.
Everyone's leaving.
Like, everyone's leaving, so we're gonna be starting new, so we're gonna
be
getting... I don't
wanna go!
Which will be very exciting to have all of these, like, casting announcements. And
because literally, everything's gonna be new.
Everything will be brand new. Yeah. I'm really excited to hear about the plans for the next season and continuing. But I think Chris Chibnall is going to do a good job, and I trust him. Mm-hmm. And I'm really curious to see I've only experienced two showrunners, RTD and Moffat.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't watch the show when RTD was showrunner. I, like, binged watched it.
Yeah.
I started watching at the Moffat era, so I've never, like, lived through the changing of the guard.
Yeah.
Like, in real time. Like, the casting announcements, the, like who's gonna be the new doctor, who's gonna be the new companion, who's gonna be the supporting cast, what's gonna happen in the first episode, like, who's gonna, like, what writers are coming back, what directors are coming back, like, what's... I'm really interested to see how that works, and rumors have it that the next season won't be premiering until fall of 2018. I know. Which makes
just
sense,
just like all
though.
Of my other shows.
It just makes... When you think about it, though, like, starting in the fall does make...
It's a good time.
Because this season didn't do as well ratings-wise. Like, because
it's in the summer.
Because it was in the summer.
I think people just aren't used to it.
Well, the rumors... Radio Free Scaro, the podcast, was saying that it's just because the weather's nice that no one wants to stay inside and watch the episodes. It was like, oh, what was the weather in London? Like, that has to, like, what was the weather like in England? It was, oh, it was sunny. Oh, yeah, no one watched this episode. Viewing numbers were probably way lower, and they looked, and they're like, oh, yeah, it was way lower than last week.
That's funny.
So, I prefer, having this episode in this season in the spring was really difficult for me, because I was so busy.
Yeah.
And I realized I really like watching Doctor Who in the fall, when it's darker earlier. And you're getting
curl
kind
up
of
on your couch,
and there's always an episode near Halloween.
You're just like,
so it kind of takes you through the seasons of, like, the fall, and there's usually, like, it goes till November, and then you only have to wait about a month till Christmas.
You get your Christmas episode,
yeah, and then you get a Christmas episode, and then you wait almost a year for the next one, but it's okay because you got this cool Christmas episode.
Yeah, so it's fine. It makes up for it.
Yeah,
and you can rewatch it all.
Exactly. So, I prefer watching Doctor Who in the fall. I just, waiting that long is going to be really hard.
Yeah.
But I think it makes sense because they need time to cast things and write scripts. Yeah. And Chris Chibnall, like, just finished Broadchurch.
Yeah, so.
So, like, he's got to have time to, like, write things and find directors and find other writers and actors and tease all this stuff to do. So, like, I would rather wait longer and have it be, like, a really great season than get it in the spring immediately. But waiting that long is going to be really hard.
Very hard.
Really hard.
But we can do it.
We can do it. Okay, do we want to make our 13th Doctor guesses? Who do you think? So there's been some rumors.
So this is my thing. This is, like, literally, since I started watching this show, this is the first time I've ever been, like, episode current. Ooh. Was this season. It's the only time I've ever been episode current.
Congratulations!
So, honestly, the only episodes I've watched, like, in real time right now is, like, these last, like, three episodes are, like, the most, like, current I've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also just not big. I love BBC shows. I love
all the actors. I do not know all the actors' names. I just know, oh, that person was on Game of Thrones, Doctor Who, Merlin, this, that, blah, blah, blah. I know what they're on. I recognize them. I know their characters. I just don't know their names. Mm. So that's my, like...
So, for a while, Chris Marshall, who has been in... I don't have a picture of him. I can pull it up for you later.
Google pictures.
So, Chris Marshall, who's a guy, and was in Love Actually, I've been told. I don't really know. Mm. I'm not super familiar with his work.
That's my favorite
but
non-Christmas Christmas movie.
But he was, there's a lot of, like, there's a betting market open for 13th Doctor, and he was winning for a while. His bets were, like, the highest out of everyone.
With a K or a C?
With a K.
K, okay.
And his betting market was, like, much higher, and everyone was placing bets on this guy, and everyone thought... It was, like, everyone was rumored that it was going to be him, and it was all over the internet. I'm like, this guy is going to be the new 13th Doctor. We're pretty sure. Everyone's pretty sure it's this guy. I think it's because, like, he left the show he was currently on.
Oh.
But it was, he said it was to, like, spend time with his family, so every, yeah. I think
so why would he start who?
That's what everyone tipped it off, and no one wants this guy to be the Doctor. Like, the internet, like, as soon as, like, these articles came out saying, is he the 13th Doctor? Everyone was like, I hope not. Like, I hope this guy isn't the 13th Doctor.
Poor guy.
And it seems like fanned wisdom is that he is too safe.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't be, like...
He kind of is
he's not
a safe,
like,
option, I would, from what I see, yeah.
And I don't want him to... Everyone I've talked to who's a Doctor Who fan person is like, I do not want this guy to be the Doctor.
Okay, other really...
So, another...
If it's not a woman, a person of color,
Agreed.
That would be an interesting twist as well. If, I would be happy with either.
Same. I would prefer a woman overall, but if we do not get a woman and we get a man, and if it is a person of color... I will be very happy.
I would be happy about that as well.
If it is a white guy, I will not be happy. I will be very sad.
No offense, white guys, but still.
But we've gotten 12 of you.
12 of you.
We don't want any more. So.
I mean, we've got, you know, we've got Marsha, we got Bill, you know, all of that. But it's still like, we need more.
Yep. So, and then a couple months ago in the spring, and, after all of, like, everyone was hating on Chris Marshall, another name came out. Someone named Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who is an actress. She was in the second season of Broadchurch, which I still have to watch.
Same.
I've watched the first season, but I haven't watched the second yet.
I've, like, been wanting to start that show.
Oh, it's so good.
Since it came out.
Oh, you need to watch it.
It was mostly because it came out when I was watching 10 seasons. So I was like, oh my gosh, Tenet. And then I was kind of like, Because
so
then 11.
She was, they closed down bets because everyone was betting on her. And then Newsnight, which is some, like, entertainment gossip show in England, talked about how she might be the Doctor and that she did she out herself as being the next Doctor. And then it seemed like she was kind of denying that, but it's still, the denial was kind of weird. And so she sounds great. I would love it. But we also had this with Bill. There was another actress who everyone thought was going to be the companion. Mm. And then this woman, like, ended up not, obviously, being the companion. No one even guessed Bill. Guessed Pearl Mackie as Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one guessed that. And,
Yeah.
I feel like that might be something with this, although, supposedly, when they announced Peter... I started getting into Doctor Who, like, around the 50th anniversary, so they had already announced Capaldi, so yeah. I already knew who the next Doctor was as I was watching the 50th anniversary and the Regeneration.
That's,
and,
like...
Capaldi, supposedly, they announced Capaldi in this, like, big television special, and I've seen the videos from this television special. And... A couple of days before it, no one had talked about Capaldi. They were talking about all these other actors. And then, all of a sudden, a couple of days before this event, his name was, like, everywhere. And everyone was like, what if it's Capaldi? It's probably Capaldi.
Yeah.
And everyone was blowing up about, oh, it's probably going to be Peter Capaldi. And
because,
then they announced,
like,
it as Peter Capaldi.
Because even, and you know how I know it's big, was because
Because, like, I think at this time, like, I knew the 50th was coming up and blah, 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 but I was still stuck on, I think, whatever they had had on Netflix at the time. So I think it was just, like, the half part, was it seven, season seven?
Yeah.
Because I'd seen up to...
7A or 7B?
7A. Oh, because I'd seen up to Angels Take Manhattan. And see, like, okay, yeah. I think, at least. No, I hadn't. So this was, like, the end of season six, I remember. Because I remember it was coming up, and they were talking about it, and blah, blah, blah. And even, like, I didn't really pay attention to a lot of that stuff, but even my brother was, like... Because I was so behind, I was kind of like, eh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But my... And I was, like, kind of disappointed I was going to miss the 50th. But my brother came up to me, and he's like, oh, did you hear who the new Doctor is? He doesn't watch Doctor Who. He doesn't, like, care about any of that stuff. He's like, oh, did you hear who the new Doctor's going to be? I said, no. And he's like, oh, it's, like, some old, like, Scottish guy, blah, blah, blah. His name's, like, Peter something. So I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, like, this is him. And he showed me him, and I was like, what the heck? And I was kind of like, his reaction to when he was like, oh, my God, I'm old. I was like, oh, my God, he's old.
Yeah, I did that, too.
I was like, why?
Little did we know. We would be, like, crying. All right, we're going pretty long on this. We should probably wrap this up. Do you have any other comments?
Not really. This was
last, last words. We usually do recommendations. Do you have a recommendation?
Recommendation for?
A TV show, movie, TV show.
Ooh.
Snack. Sometimes we just talk about food.
Well, I'd say...
Game.
Okay, so it's kind of a show/book series. If you haven't watched or read Outlander, and you want your Scottish man candy...
Outlander.
I don't remember. Sam something. He's the actor who plays one of the main male character.
Okay.
Fine. Mm. A redheaded man.
We'll have to watch that eventually.
It's great. If you have access to Stars, I'm sorry if you don't.
Yeah. Okay. My recommendation is... Ari's gonna laugh at me about it. She probably knows what's coming. Is the Norwegian show Skam.
She's been talking about this dang show.
It's so good. It's spelled S-K-A-M. It's the word for shame in Norwegian. It is very good.
Shame.
Very, very, shame. Very good. Each season focuses... It's just about... No.
Oh my God.
Each season focuses on a different... person kind of in this friend group at this high school
in
Oslo, which is the capital of Norway.
Yes.
And each season focuses on a different person. And the episodes are pretty short. They're only like 20 minutes long, and there's only like 10 episodes per season. If you want to be able to watch it, there are some not so let's just say ways. There's some not quite legal ways to watch it, and there are more legal ways to watch it. You do you. I don't condone piracy, but Tumblr has some great resources. If you want to watch it, go on Tumblr and look for full episodes. It's my advice for you.
Unless
you live in Norway or a Scandinavian country, because it's open to Scandinavia, so you can watch it in Scandinavia. So, if you live in those countries, go for it. But if you don't,
obviously,
search Tumblr.
If you already live in those countries and you're not watching it, what are you doing?
What are you doing with your life? It is very good. Highly recommend. I got one of my friends into it recently, and I'm a little behind. I'm watching season three. There's four seasons. The show's over. It finished. Its fourth season will be its last season, and they're also bringing it to America. They're doing an Americanized version, which could suck. I don't know.
We don't know.
We haven't heard any information about who's going to be in it or what channel it's going to be on, but that's my recommendation. Also, if you live near a Cost Plus World Market, highly recommend the Churro Bites.
Ooh, really?
Oh, girl, they're so good. I have some you can try.
Ooh, yum.
They're so good. So that's my snack rec.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Do I have a snack recommendation? Shoot. Oh. Dark chocolate peanut butter cups.
at Trader Joe's, if you have access to a Trader Joe's. Classic. I mean, obviously, who hasn't heard about them?
They're but so good.
They're great.
All right.
Ugh, chocolate.
I believe that is the end of our discussion today. If you would like to follow us on Twitter, at Morons Podcast, on Facebook. Oh, actually, our Facebook might have gotten taken down. JK. On Tumblr, at Morons Try Talk Good. Just search Morons Try Talk Good. You'll find us. We're trying to use social media again. We also have a Instagram, I believe, also at Morons Podcast. Sam and I are probably going to be taking over the podcast for the summer. Odile's pretty busy. We'll probably might have Ari back on again. Maybe we'll have some other roomies will pop in. Bring in the troops.
Yeah.
Talk about different things.
They might just walk in on us being like, what the heck are you guys doing?
That happens frequently.
Yeah.
So, it's
happens when you're close.
It's gonna be a fun summer, and we'll Sam and I are gonna hopefully come up, post a new episode next week. So, you will hear from us then, and keep posted on social media with what we're up to and what our plans are for the podcast in the coming weeks and months. All right, this has been Caitlin
and Ariana,
both in California, in the same room. And this is the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. Thanks for listening. Follow us on social media. Bye.
Bye.